It's good to see everybody who's here. Yeah, go on. Okay, so we're gonna. What time is Man Mincha? Okay, so we're gonna continue with Chazara today. Who has a sirtut packet for me?
This is it.
Thank you.
Your regulations of 140.
140? Okay. And we'll continue with Hazar tonight, 6:15 at the bookstore. They're going to congregate to go to the Brit Shul. And while I'm away, so please continue with Chazara. Hopefully by the end of today we'll have finished Sirtut also, so you can do the Chazara on the Eidei Hasim Eidim Sira Sugya and the Sirtut Sugya. Those two sugyas and the Purim packet from yesterday. It's also a separate sugya, Purim packet from yesterday. And when we come back, we'll just finish doing the Chazar of Grama, and then Rav Aryeh will schedule the slots, the Bechina slots. And then. Okay, let's start with question 9. Yicholim l'sartet achar haksiva. Do you do sirtut after the ksiva, or do you have to do it before? So Tosas and Sota talks about this. Tosas and Sota, on page 11 here, in Yud Zayin Amid Beis, has a suffix. Mihu lo yadana im sirtin osa ben shita l'shita lacha ksiva avgla b'shas ksiva kosa b'isura o megil k'shera b'hachi alo. In other words, there's a suffix in Tosis whether you could do this or not. Because normally you do sirtut beforehand. There's a suffix in Tosis whether you could do it afterwards. So Rabbi Kiva Eger claims that there's a beferish of Gemara that you can't do sirtut afterwards. The Farish Gemara. What's the Farish Gemara? Gemara in Menachos, in Lamed Beis Amud Beis, says you can't take tefillin and make it into a mezuzah because Malim Bakodesh Vein Moridin. Malim Bakodesh Vein Moridim. So, the Gemara asks the question, what do you need that reason for? It's Pasha why you can't do it. Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut, Mezuzah needs Sirtut. So the Gemara says, well, it's Laman Domar that what? That Mezuzah doesn't need. So, but in the Havamina that mezuzah, you know, at that point that the mezuzah does need sirtut, so then the question is, so then the Gemara's thought is a davar pashut that you can't make tefillin into mezuzah even without the reason of malim bekodesh bein moridim. So Rabbi Givagin points out, but if you could do sirtut later, so what's the problem? You can make tefillin into mezuzah and do the sirtut later. So by the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, so you see that you can't do the sirtut later. Because if you can do the sirtut later, just do the sirtut later. And that would answer the question of why does the Gemara have to say Malim Makodesh Shrei Maridim? Ah, it's a problem of sirtut, there's no sirtut, so do the sirtut now. So you see a Beferish Gemara, Lechora, that you can't do sirtut later. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is wondering within how could Tosfos even have a suffix about that? How can Tosfos even have a suffix about that? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the teretz. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like this: the Rishonim ask a kasha. Came in the Kaim Landen calls from below Sirtut. The night Sarah Halachal Moshe Mesina b'mezuzah the tzricha Sirtut. The famous kasha. If all kisvei hakodesh need sirtut, so why do you need a special loch moshe misinei the mezuzah need sirtut? So the Miri would answer that the din of kisvei hakodesh need sirtut, that's only a din the rabbanon. And the other answer that's given is what? That by kisvei hakodesh need sirtut, that's only on the first line, not throughout. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger has another teretz. He discusses the Mordechai. What about sirtut that's not miskayim? What if you make sirtut that was there b'shas k'siva, but it's not miskayim afterwards? In other words, the sirtut on sirtut itself, because the sirtut is just a depression in the cloth. So if you don't do a stark, it's going to just across the time it'll just pop back. So he says it's mustaber that the boy guma v'chiritz, that you need something miskayim. And you can't just have a shvach a sirtut. You really need a sirtut. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a beautiful pshat. He says maybe the din that kisvei hakodesh needs sirtut, that's only b'shas a sirtut miskayim, that's only b'shas the ksiva. So b'shas ksiva, you have to do it, and if it disappears afterwards, it's not a problem. Because as long as you wrote it properly. But mezuzah, the halacha Moshe Mesinai, is that the sirtut should be miskayim. So that's why you need a special halacha Moshe Mesinai by mezuzah, above and beyond the fact that you need sirtut b'shas t'ksiva. Now, does this answer whatever? One second. Okay, so that's how he answers the kasha. We still have to answer up how could Tosis and Sota be mistopic if you could do a sirtut afterwards, if Lamaisa is a fairish gemara. We'll get to that. Then Rabbi Kivager has, what if you had a sirtut that wasn't miskayim that you did before b'shas k'siva, and before it evaporated, you did another sirtut after? Would that be good? So he says Tzarchi and Medina. But he says that to do a sirtut afterwards, he thinks is for sure no good. And the Tzarchian and the Tosus that even had a suffix. So who answers this kasha? The Rashash. So the Rashash answers this kasha. Rashash says that Tosis is suffix is only by Megillah Sota. So Megillah Sota, you could have done it beforehand, so you didn't, so maybe you could still do it afterwards. But the case in the Gemara was what? It was tefillin making it into mezuzah. So when it was in the status of tefillin, Yidavka not allowed to be mesartet. So since you couldn't have done it before, maybe it's not going to help to do it after. It's only by sota that you could have done it before. You just didn't. Then maybe. You can do it after. And that's the next question also. That's the question, suffik in the Mordechai. And then Rabbi Kivager has a suffik if you did a sirtut shein miskayim, but then you followed up with the sirtut shein miskayim. Then we saw something in the Emek Bracha. What does the Emek Bracha say? So the Emek Bracha quotes the Raya of Rabbi Kivager that it can't be afterwards, and he has the same and Rabbi Kivager's kasha, the Beferish Gemara. So we have a Teretz of the Rashash, right? So the Emek Bracha. Right, the Rashash teretz is that Sota, the only suffix was by Sota. It was by Sota, it was Roy to do it beforehand, you just didn't, so then you could do it later. Mashiach came by Tefillin, it wasn't even Roy to do beforehand. So he wants to give another teretz. The near state the near the shiny parsha sota the came and had the three chasirt to mishum the sefer amarachman of alosh tichto vigeres beli sirtet. Can Iker had din edu b'ksiva ela begufa parsha. So three chudios sefer velo geres. Okay, Shabbat Kasvatos is Devshir Demhani Basir Tet Lachak Siva Lasosa Sefer. Came in the end of Dim Biksiva. Mashain came to Zuz and then Rabbi Halach Moshim is Biksiva. In other words, he said the din of Sirtut by Sota is a din that has to be a Sefer. So then if it's a Sefer, so as long as the Sirtut is there, it gives it a din Sefer. But by Mezuzah, maybe the Halach Moshim Sinai is in the Ksiva. So therefore, it doesn't work afterwards. Yeah, sure. In other words, again, Rabbi Kiveger had a kasha. How could it be that Tosis has a suffix that maybe you could do sirtut afterwards by Megillah Sota? How could that possibly be? But the Gemara says v'ferish that you can't make tefillin into mezuzahs because you can't be morid from Kedusha Chamurah to Kedusha Kala. So then the Gemara says, why do you need that reason? Just say that tefillin doesn't have sirtut and mezuzah needs sirtut. That was the Gemara's kasha. But if it's true that you can do sirtut afterwards, so there's a simple teretz to that. Just do the sirtut now. But the fact that the Gemara didn't say such an obvious teretz, mashma that they didn't hold from such a thing. But you can't do the sirtut now. So the question is, how could that? So we saw the Rashash gave a teretz that's different, because there wasn't even roy to do beforehand. And he wants to say no, that there's a fundamental difference between sirtut by mezuzah and sirtut by sota. Sirtut by sota is a din in the din sefer, that it needs a surah of a sefer. So then it could come as long as you have it before or after, it's good. So there, Tosis has the possible possibility that you can do sirtut afterwards. Mashe'en came by what? By mezuzah. That's not a din in sefer. It's just a din in the ksiva. So if it's a din in the ksiva, it has to be the b'shas ksiva. So that's why the Gemara thought as a davar pashut that tefillin to make into mezuzah would be a problem als the sirtut. Okay. And the next is the Bachtein Bir Habach. The lama lo yicholim lahachlif tefillin mesuretetas lasot mezuzah. What if you have tefillin that has sirtut? Could you make it into a mezuzah? Right, because the Torah says that you don't do sirtut by tefillin, but if you want to. If you can't write straight, then you can. So the Bach says, "Yesh lahakshos l'das Rabbeinu b'hadu tanya perak hakomets tefillin shabolu ein osim lehem mezuzah." The famous Shemarim Kedusha Kula Karach Mekubara Mordi Yom Mezuzah by Sirtu. Shani Tanoi. Tosav Tosin Tom Vedilma Mesartati. So he has a question. Kain Rabbeinu Shaposav Tav Mishri Yodei Yashir Below Sirtan and Mirtel Sartan. You can do Rishus Biyado Dein Nukre Hedyot. So why does the Gemara have to give a teretz that it's a leave the man da'amar? Because it's different. Why don't we give a teretz that the Gemara was talking about a tefillin that had sirtut? Because you're allowed to do sirtut if you need to. So why did the Gemara give that teretz? Instead of saying tanoi, why did the Gemara just give a teretz that's talking about tefillin that had sirtut? And here the Rabbeinu Sover, the feel of Bimsarti came into the Tsarch Sirtut Lom Mahani, High Sirtut Mzuz, the Tsarch Sirtut. In other words, he's saying that optional Sirtut can't work for mandatory Sirtut. So if it's optional Sirtut, so Tfilin is optional Sirtut. And this is mandatory Sirtut, so that can't work. Optional sirtut can't work for mandatory sirtut. Just like the man can be ibid, the man d'omer mezuzah ain't tzrich ibid l'shma. People who say mezuzah lo mahani lichta b'tfilin tzrichim ibid l'shma. So in other words, just like by Ibud, if you need Ibud Lashma, so if you hold you don't need Ibud, it's not Lashma. So if you hold, so that's what someone would say that he means also Lashma, but that's the point. Tain bir habach, lamalichom hachlif tefillin misuretis lasotim zuzo, because tefillin is no obligation. So that sirtut can't count for mezuzah. So someone would say because sirtut my mezuzah has to be Lashma, and that wouldn't be considered sirtut lishma because you're not obligated. What? Well, he doesn't say. He just says that obligatory sirtut, optional sirtut can't work when you need obligatory sirtut. Okay, number 13. Tain bir hagriz l'divrei ha-gemara divrei sholom v'emes. Right, so we know there's a machlokas. Divrei sholom v'emes melam shetzvich ha-sirtut kamita shol Torah. So Rabbi Tam says that's referring to mezuzah, right? And the other Rishonim say it's referring to what? Sefer Torah. Sefer, everyone agrees it's referring to Megillah. But Megillah needs sirtut, but are we comparing Megillah to mezuzah? Are we comparing Megillah to Sefer Torah? So the Grizz, the Rambam Shita, ten kosmos of Megillah with Yo. So it's much more than the Rambam that it's Sefer Torah. Not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Brisker Rav as a deek in the Rambam. So Inyan, if you look in the, let's see if we have the Rambam here. Sorry. I put the Rambam in the packet.
Page 2.
Not by Megillah. Parent base halacha test. You have a Rambam for me? Zmanim? Small. Okay, here's a big one. So when he talks about the Megillah has to be Yog, Gvil, Klaf, he talks like Sefer Torah. But then when he says Sirtut, he says Utzvicha Sirtut Ketorah Atzma. He doesn't say Kesefer Torah. In other words, the din of the type of parchment and the ink, that's Kesefer Torah. But the din of Sirtut Ketorah Atzma. And then he quotes the Rambam Hilchos Tefillin that Tefillin don't need, Tefillin do not need the Sirtut because they're covered up. So he says, why do you need that reason? Why don't you just say there's no halacha Moshe Sinai that it needs Sirtut? So he says like this, the din of Sirtut is not a din in Sefer Torah, it's a din in Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah needs Sirtut. The only thing is, Tefillin is different because it's covered up. So he says like this. Megillah has two halachas. It's Nikra Sefer. It's Nikra Sefer, Nikra Igeres. And then we have the Divrei Shalom V'Emes that Amita Shel Torah. So he says there are two different halachas. So the inyan that is nikra sefer needs the dinim of sefer Torah. Hazehu the nikra sefer. Kedin Megillah, kedin sefer Torah b'chaleilu hadinim. But had the darshinim mikra the divrei shalom v'emes tari kamita shel Torah. That's another thing. That has nothing to do with Sefer Torah. That's a din in Divrei Torah. That Megillah has a status like Divrei Torah. So that's Pshat in the Rambam. That's Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam says that that when he's talking about that the Megillah needs a certain parchment and a certain geo, that's because it has a din sefer, it's like a sefer Torah. But when he's talking about that it needs sirtut, sirtut is not a din. This is a little different than what the McBrachah was saying by Sota. But the fact that it needs sirtut by Megillah is not else the sefer of Megillah. It's also that Megillah is considered divrei Torah like a mita shel Torah. Okay, so that's the Brisker Rav's explanation. Divrei Shalom v'Emes is that needs to kamita shel Torah, also divrei Torah, but not also the sefer Torah shabo, also din sefer. Then we had the steer in the Rambam. Question 14. Because do we know that the machlokas whether three words need sirtut or not between Rav Yitzchak and the Braisa? In the next, we have a next background on this. This is yours? This is Harav Kalman. This in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes that it's mutter to have three tevas below sirtut. More than that is also. What is Rav Yitzchak Shita? What? The two don't need, three do need. And the Masnisa says three doesn't need, four needs. So that's one Rambam. But then there's another Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. It talks about the get Yivamim when you have a, or the Ksubas Yivamim if you have a Chalitza and you're. Because in the Ksubas Yivam and Get Yivam, with this Psukim there, you have to be Masarid. And then he writes that also Licht of Gimel Tevis below Sirtat. So that's like Rav Yitzchak. And here, in the Sefer Torah, he says not that way. So it's a stira in the. So the Lech Mishnah had a whole teretz to this, right? There's the Lech HaMishnah on page 4. Yeah, 3 and 4, yeah. Okay, so the Lech HaMishnah says like this. So he says, it's interesting when the Gemara, you know, Rabbi Yosser, they want to know whether he's a Gav or Rabba or not. Right? That's how the whole sugya started. It's amazing. This whole sugya is a tangent. Rabbi Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, that someone wanted to say a certain din of Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, says, can we trust him? Is he such a big Talmud Chacham? Then he writes something without Sirtut? So the Gemara says, no, just because he didn't know how to Rabbi Yitzchak. Not everyone knows everything Rabbi Yitzchak says. Right? Not everyone knows. If he would have messed up in a svara, he would have said a krum svara. So that shows that, you know, shtickle krum in his thinking. But if the svara is blot, so just because he doesn't know Rabbi Yitzchak, he doesn't have the bekiyas. So why did they choose Had Rabbi Yitzchak? Why didn't he just say, what, he doesn't know the Braisa? Isn't that more chashuv? Why do they harp on Rabbi Yitzchak? And furthermore, how can Rabbi Yitzchak argue with a Braisa? So the Lech HaMishnah says that could be the Rambam holds that the Braisa and Rabbi Yitzchak are really not arguing. Had Rabbi Yitzchak lo ayre elik she'enu kosef a pasuk leaning tefillin or sofi Torah das vade efidu tlosa mutter. Lo ayre she kosef a pasuk le drosha o linyan igeris das efidu tlosa osu batam de tefillin sofi Torah losi lezulzer. In other words, when we talk about tefillin and sofi Torah, that's more chashuv, so you're not going to be mezalzel. Chacham rubat losa mutter. So you can be more makel. Three is mutter, only four. But if something like that's just a pasuk in the middle of nowhere, you got to people be mezalzel, which is not tefillin. So then you have to be more machmer. So that's why. So Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about what was more machmir, because he wasn't talking about tefillin. Now Asnisa was talking about, I mean, sefer Torah or tefillin or mezuzah, things they need. Yeah. So that's pshat. How did come Rabbi Yitzchak b'shalosh tevus also? So he was talking about something that wasn't tefillin, and that's why they mentioned Rabbi Yitzchak when they were talking about the letter of Rabbi Yosser, because again, that has nothing to do with the Braisa. Was the Braisa is talking about Sefer Torah or something that's the Lech HaMishnah. Then we saw the Radvaz. One second. Radvaz gives a different teretz. He says like this. Time in the Milsa Sharon Divina Brahsa Mishum the Stam Kosva Kisva Kodish Bakimhe. If you're a sofa already, you're gonna write properly. So you'll be able to do three without. Well, but somebody who's writing Get Yevamin, that anyone could write. So Mela, when it came to Get Yevamin, which is written by Stam a person, so then the Rambam was more what? Was more machmer. Because when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to Sefer Torah by a professional, then he can be more maker. So an uman, he can write three tevas below sirtut. That was another terrace. And then, so who said it was a tall sofa? What? I guess my minute. He told Sophie Yeshkan. Rabbeinu Mechaber, Pasuk Gamkin, Gidu Rav Yitzchak. So here, seems to be told Sophie because that's another possibility. So it seems that the one in Sefer Torah, yeah. Then we discussed to get a potter min adover voseo nikra hedyo. Do you want to bark? Did you have a question?
Yes,
who are you asking on?
I'm asking a question on the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says when it's something you think you'll be more mezalzel, like a pasuk, so then you have to be more machmer. Sefer Torah, you're not going to be mezalzel, so you can be more, because everyone knows the Sefer Torah is holy. So people are not going to be mezalzel. So then we saw that Tosis discusses about putting sirtut in something that really is not chayav in sirtut, and maybe that's not permissible because. Remember, every time they started filling up a sheet of sheet, the Gemara will be Yushalmi. So, but the Bedovim will say in Nikra Hedyot. The Rabbi Natam, only mezuzah is chayav. And the source of this statement called Potem and Adov Rose was Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi talks. What? Say. What? Okay, well, let me just get this done, and you can ask later. Yerushalmi is talking about the din if you started eating a meal and comes the zman tefila, whether you have to be mafsik. So we know the din is that by tefila you're not tefila is only drabanan, so even if you're maskil b'isra, you don't have to be mafsik. But the din that And if you mafsik, we say kol apata ben adam v'aseyu nikra hedyot. And the other case was the chassan, right? Chassan, the night of the wedding. So he's pater from Krishma, pater from Rabbi Dovra Seu. Have a, the next packet? Oh, this in this packet. Nikra Hedyot. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, because the Mechaber Paskin, like the Torah said, if you can't write straight, so you could misartate, but isn't it part of Dovra Menoseu and the Krahedio? So the answer is only if you're doing it because you think you're mechuyev, like a chumra. Here you're just doing it because you want to make it better, you're not doing it for Torah's Kumra, so then you don't say Potter Mendover or say Nikra Hedyot. That's the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tefillin. Also there chumra. Well, halacha she'ena mechaber l'kach she'ena v'ayisur d'shayach bei chumra. Ve'ena v'sarte ela kedei lichtov v'yosher yosher, ena hedyo. The question is, when do you say this? When do you say this klal? So we know, like, women could do mitzvahs essay as man grama, and we don't say it. But first, we know. Like if you want to eat in the sukkah, even something you're not mechuyev. So the Gemara says in bala hachmir, you can be machmir, and the Ritva says it's not called potter in a davar oseu. So Rabbi Berger explained because the pshat is that sukkah is a din that you're supposed to be living in the sukkah. So that's not a. So you're not mechayiv to go in the sukkah specifically if you're just drinking water. But it's not a stira if you want to go in because you're supposed to be in the sukkah anyway, you're supposed to live in the sukkah. So it's not called potter min adavar oseyu. And the Ramban, when it discusses the fact that women could volunteer to do mitzvah cessation as my grandma. So he says, why isn't the part of the domino sale? Even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Savi, Noshim, Somchas, Rishus. So if you do, in other words, if you would do something and you're not mitzuvah at all, like a mosif ala Torah, you're doing something, but here the Torah is mitzuvah. It is a mitzvah a Torah. But even though the women weren't mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, so then you could do it. As long as it's a mitzvah, I guess a mitzvah for men, so women could do it too. But if you would make a new mitzvah that's not a mitzvah for anybody, then that would be different. And then we discussed the Yom Shel Shlomo, the Chidah. Shal discusses by Matnas Kuhn. Okay, but that's the general rules now. Okay, I'm about to say. We'll get ready for Mincha. So basically we finished these 15 Ian questions. And so the Shirei, so you have what to do, you know, in the Gefes and the Shirei Mefarshim and the Shirei Halacha we'll get to when I come back, and then we'll have it again. We did that. That's the machlokus. The Ramban says only ksav ashuris, and the Rosh disagrees. Sees even other ksav. Okay, we'll daven mincha in a couple of minutes. Who's packing? Rambam.